Welcome to another deep dive right here on nextchapternews.com for our true crime series.
Glad to be here.
Today we're taking a look at a case that still haunts New Hanover County, North Carolina.
Yeah.
The 1997 unsolved murder of Barbara Jean Anderson.
It's a case that really speaks to the tragedy of unsolved crimes, you know?
Absolutely.
And the impact that they have on families.
For sure.
On communities. You know, it's been, what, nearly 28 years?
Yeah, almost three decades.
And the question remains, who killed Barbara?
And, you know, and just to give everyone a little bit of background, Barbara's body was found June 12, 1997. She had been strangled with a coat hanger.
And that detail, right? That's just such a, you know, a chilling detail about this whole thing.
It is.
And to think about, you know, that happened almost three decades ago and her family still doesn't have answers.
Yeah. And another thing that I think is really interesting about this case is the location where her body was found.
Right.
So it was a wooded area off of River Road, here where Independence Boulevard meets the Cape Fear River. And what's so striking about that is that now that's part of like the River Lights development.
Wow.
You know, a lot of residential and commercial areas are there.
A busy area now.
Busy, yeah.
Wow.
So it just shows you how much the area has changed, but this event is kind of frozen in time.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, progress just keeps marching on, but the past is still there.
Yeah.
Underneath it all.
Exactly.
And we think about Barbara, you know, she was only 37 years old when her life was taken.
Yeah.
A mother of three, a grandmother. She had so much life ahead of her and for her family. You know, it's just a huge loss.
Huge loss. And so in this deep dive for our true crime series, we really want to kind of unpack the details of this enduring mystery.
Okay.
And see if we can explore the circumstances surrounding her death and the threads of the investigation.
Right.
And try to understand why, you know, all these years later, this case still resonates so powerfully in the community.
Yeah, do it.
So I guess we can start with what we know about Barbara's last day.
All right. So the last confirmed sighting of Barbara was on June 10th, 1997.
Okay.
And the details are important here. She was seen around 5 p.m. at a convenience store at the corner of Burnett Boulevard and Carolina Beach Road in Wilmington.
Got it.
Now, this suggests to me that she was maybe just running a quick errand. You know, it's something you'd do every day.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me as well.
What do you think?
It really makes you wonder about what her plans were for the rest of the evening, though.
Right.
Because we know that at the time, she was living with her daughter, Jennifer, in Dove Meadows.
Okay.
And she was helping take care of her granddaughter.
So strong family ties.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that the medical examiner estimated her time of death to be just hours after that convenience store visit.
Really?
It's just like, it really emphasizes how quickly things can change.
So tragic.
Yeah.
Wow. So it really makes you think, like, was she meeting someone after she left the store, or did something happen to her on her way home?
Exactly. You know, it's those few hours between when she was last seen and when she died that were so crucial.
That's the missing piece of the puzzle.
And then 2 days later, a fisherman makes a grim discovery near the Cape Fear River.
Right. June 12th.
Yeah. He's off a dirt path leading from River Road towards the water.
Okay.
And he finds Barbara's body.
Tragic.
And not only that, it's wrapped in plastic,
yeah,
a dirty sheet, and a blanket.
That seems like someone was trying to conceal the body.
That's exactly what it seems like.
Wow. What do you make of that?
It seems like a deliberate attempt, you know, to hide her.
Right. And Deputy John Corpening, who worked on this case, he talked about the fisherman finding her body.
Okay.
Among debris. So this area was known for illegal dumping, which just adds another layer to this mystery.
For sure.
Was this a place the killer knew, or was it chosen because it was so isolated?
I mean, it's a really good question.
It is. It is.
And then the autopsy revealed that she had been strangled, but it wasn't just any strangulation. It was a coat hanger that had been twisted around her neck at least 17 times.
Wow.
And it appeared to have been tightened with a stick.
I mean, that level of violence
really
makes you think about the intent behind this.
It really does.
What does that say to you?
It's chilling.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it doesn't seem like a quick or impulsive act.
Right.
It seems very methodical and cruel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's important that we talk about Barbara as more than just a victim.
Right. We need to remember the person.
Exactly. She was a mother of three, a grandmother, and her daughter, Jennifer.
Yeah.
In a 2022 interview, she talked about her mom's distinct laugh.
Oh, wow.
And how she was always there for her and all of her nieces and nephews.
Always there.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to describe her.
And Deputy Corpening also mentioned that Barbara may have struggled with some things.
Okay.
Possibly drug use or a more transient lifestyle.
I see.
And while, You know, those details are important to the context of her life.
Mm.
I think it's really important to remember that those things don't diminish the tragedy of her murder.
Exactly.
And Jennifer actually had a really powerful quote about that.
Oh, really?
She said, "It doesn't matter the type of life they lived. It still doesn't give a person a reason to take anybody's life."
That's powerful and so true.
So true.
It's a good reminder that everyone's life has value.
Yes.
Regardless of their circumstances.
And Jennifer also spoke about the really personal impact of her mother's death.
Right.
She never got to see her mom turn 40.
Oh, wow.
She missed out on countless family milestones.
Yeah.
And she said that her mom's death was the worst day of her life.
That's heartbreaking.
It's truly awful. And after her body was found, obviously, an investigation was launched, but...
As we know, it stalled.
It did.
What happened?
So the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office started the investigation.
Okay.
But right from the beginning, there were a lot of hurdles.
Like what?
Well, first of all, the crime scene itself.
Okay.
Is this wooded area that was known for illegal dumping. So not a lot of potential witnesses.
That's a big problem for any investigation.
It is. It makes it very difficult to find people who might have seen something.
And the fact that it was a known dumping ground, you know, that really complicates things when it comes to collecting evidence.
Yeah, because you don't know what's related to the crime and what isn't.
Right, exactly.
And early on in the investigation, there were 6 individuals who were considered persons of interest.
Okay.
But they were ultimately all cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those individuals, Michael Hurd, actually spoke about his experience in a 2014 interview.
Really?
And he was very emotional about it.
I can imagine, you know, to be wrongly suspected of such a terrible crime, that would be incredibly difficult.
He actually pleaded for the real killer to come forward.
Wow, and it just shows you how these investigations, you know, they can affect so many people.
They really can.
Even those who are ultimately cleared.
Yeah, it's definitely not just the victim and their family that are impacted.
Not at all.
And then you have the physical evidence. The coat hanger, the plastic, the blanket.
Right.
You know, those point to the manner of death. And the attempt to conceal the body.
For sure.
But there were reportedly no fingerprints, no DNA, no other conclusive forensic evidence that directly linked to a suspect.
And that's a major obstacle for investigators.
It is.
Because without those definitive links, they have to rely so much on eyewitness testimony and circumstantial evidence.
Right. And which was limited in this case.
Right.
And Deputy Corpening said that Barbara's lifestyle might have made her more vulnerable.
Okay.
And so investigators probably looked into her connections and acquaintances.
Trying to piece together a picture of her life.
Exactly, but specific details about that haven't been made public.
I see.
So basically, investigators hit a wall.
Yeah.
About a year into the investigation, the leads dried up and the case went cold.
So frustrating.
So frustrating. But even though the official investigation stalled, there are still a lot of theories and questions.
Right. In the absence of concrete answers, people always speculate.
Absolutely. And the Star News actually had some reports in 2008 that mentioned Barbara's possible struggles with crack cocaine.
Okay.
And that she might have engaged in prostitution occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And while this is sensitive information, it's part of the public record and it does raise some questions.
Yeah. Like, could her death be connected to these circumstances? Was she targeted by someone she met in that world?
Exactly. And the fact that the strangulation seemed so deliberate.
Right.
And that someone went through the trouble of concealing her body.
Yeah.
It could suggest that whoever did this knew her, or at least knew something about her life.
Yeah, and the choice of the dumping ground?
Right.
Was that just convenient, or did the killer know that area?
Right.
Was the killer local or just passing through?
So many questions.
So many questions, and it's important to remember Jennifer's perspective.
Absolutely.
She said that she doesn't know who killed her mother.
Yeah.
And that she's focused on honoring her memory and seeking justice.
Yeah. She also said in that interview that she doesn't even wish this pain on her worst enemy.
That's powerful.
It is. And it really speaks to the lasting impact of this crime.
And thankfully, the sheriff's office hasn't forgotten about Barbara either.
No.
They've kept the case open and they've gone back to the evidence periodically.
Yeah. Especially as forensic technology has advanced.
That's a good sign.
It is.
It gives you a little bit of hope.
Yeah, that maybe someday they'll be able to find something.
Exactly.
They're still asking for tips through their detective division and Crime Stoppers. And they're even offering a reward.
That's huge because it shows that they believe someone out there might have information that could break this case open.
Yeah, and it's a reminder that the public can play a role in helping to solve these mysteries.
Absolutely, even after all these years.
So even though a lot of time has passed, Barbara's murder is still an unfinished story for New Hanover County.
Right. And it's a reminder that the past is always with us in a way. You know, like we said earlier, the area where Barbara's body was found has been completely transformed. Mm-hmm. It's a thriving development now. But underneath that progress, mm-hmm. there's still the memory of this terrible crime.
And for Jennifer and her family, it's not just a story from the past.
Right.
It's yeah. their reality.
It is.
And Jennifer is so determined to find answers.
That's inspiring.
It is.
That she hasn't given up hope.
And Barbara Jean Anderson's case is still a significant unsolved mystery in North Carolina.
It is.
And it's one that deserves to be solved.
For sure.
Not just for Barbara's loved ones, but for the peace of mind of the entire community.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look at the unsolved murder of Barbara Jean Anderson.
Absolutely.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
We've talked about Barbara's life, her tragic death,
yeah.
the limited physical evidence, and the many questions that are still unanswered.
Right. And it really makes you think about the impact of unsolved crimes.
Yeah. And about the need for justice, no matter how much time has passed.
Absolutely. And as we reflect on Barbara's story, it's hard not to wonder if there is some small detail,
yeah.
something overlooked or forgotten that could be the key to finally cracking this case.
Yeah. Maybe someone out there knows something.
Exactly.
That could help bring closure to Barbara's family.
And maybe even bring her killer to justice.
And if you are listening and you know anything about this case,
yeah.
please contact the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
Any information could be helpful.
It could make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive in our true crime series here at nextchapternews.com.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
See you then. Bye.